T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story, WBBM, developing one now. Governor Pritzker says the state has set a new high water mark for coronavirus testing. You heard him say it live last hour on WBBM here.
Illinois has set a new all-time testing record with over 95,000 tests in the last 24-hour period. We're going to keep pushing that number higher and higher so that tests are as available to you as possible, whenever and wherever you need them.
State's Department of Public Health reporting another new record for single-day positive COVID-19 tests, totaling nearly 7,000, as well as 36 additional deaths tied to the pandemic. New restrictions, including a ban on indoor dining at bar and service and Levinson gatherings to 25 people, take effect tomorrow in Lake and McHenry counties. They are now in effect today in Chicago. The trade group that represents restaurants across the state says it's going to courts to help challenge the governor's coronavirus limits.
Illinois Restaurant Association President Sam Toya says restaurateurs around the state have done everything to keep their patrons and workers safe, like sanitizing, separating tables, wearing masks. Some have spent thousands on new ventilation systems.
The doctors and scientists know how to treat COVID-19 much better now than they did 6-7 months ago. So we think that the mitigation needs to evolve as well.
Governor Pritzker apparently doesn't agree, so the association's filing friend of the court briefs in cases already challenging the state restrictions. DJ Bennett, a server at Tavern on Rush, was furloughed during the first shutdown. This, he says, is devastating.
Unfortunately, due to the state's order to shut down indoor dining, we're going to see another mass wave of layoffs, because restaurants simply can't afford to keep their dedicated team members employed.
A restaurant owner said Governor Pritzker is killing them. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Forecasters say we're expecting windy but otherwise typical weather for Halloween in the Chicago area this year, but past years have not been so normal.
National Weather Service meteorologist Eric Lenning says weather on Halloweens in Chicago has ranged from summer-like heat to bitter cold.
The warmest Halloween we had was 84 degrees, and that was back in 1950. The coldest one we've had was 23 degrees. So that's like a 60-degree spread in possible temperatures that you might see on Halloween.
Last year, nearly 3.5 inches of snow fell at O'Hare on Halloween. Lenning says warm air in the southern U.S., cold air in Canada, and relatively warm water in Lake Michigan are why Chicago's Halloween weather has been so varied over the years. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says the city is taking steps ahead of Election Day by preparing for whatever may come in the days after Tuesday.
Mayor Lightfoot says the city has been planning since summer, when there were protests that turned violent and looting.
With voting comes responsibility, which is that we honor the results of the election. And so, yes, there may be some people, win or lose, who are unhappy with the election results, but as Americans, as the guardians of our democracy, we have to honor those results. And so what I'm encouraging people to do is to express themselves, but do it in a way that honors our traditions, and particularly do it in a way that doesn't harm someone else.
The mayor is encouraging businesses to sign up for alerts on the city's website, and the police superintendent said there will be zero tolerance for looting. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And a reminder, we'll have complete coverage and analysis on Election Day. The race is there across the country, here in Illinois, too, after the polls close. That's starting Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on WBBM. Protesters and counter-protesters gathering outside the Lake County, Illinois courthouse. A judge is presiding over an extradition hearing for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teenager accused of shooting and killing two people during an August protest in Kenosha. His attorneys are fighting extradition. A judge is expected to rule this afternoon whether Rittenhouse will be sent to Wisconsin to face those charges. Love it or hate it, most of us in the U.S. get another hour to enjoy 2020. As people turn back the clock an hour, an extra hour of sleep for many, the time change may also affect some people for a few days. Northwestern University sleep researcher Phyllis Z says getting light and exercise is the key to making that adjustment.
The entire week after is important to maintain that light, maintain that exercise, and perhaps I would say it's probably important for the rest of the year as well.
Until almost next spring, it'll be lighter early in the morning and darker earlier in the evening. Missing paperwork means Kane County may miss out on a year's worth of tax revenue from recreational pot sales.
Kane County Board Chair Chris Lawson blames the state's attorney's office for not submitting the paperwork to the state, pointing out the civil division wrote the ordinance creating the 2.5% sales tax on recreational pot. The Daily Herald reports the head of the division points to Lawson as the one responsible, as the county chairman, continuing a public feud between the two offices. Lawson estimates the county may lose up to $1 million in cannabis taxes since it won't be able to collect until next July. Board members want the county to appeal to the state to begin sooner. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.